Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Police tape now up at the scene of a fatal fire in Queens, where officials say the two victims in their late 70s had been set on fire in separate rooms. Reports saying a man was tied up in the basement of the house at 254th Street and 87th Drive, the woman on the first floor. In fact, the NYPD now says it's looking for a suspect, and we'll have that photo going up at 1010winds.com.
John Ruiz lives across the street and says he knew one of the homeowners.
Considering that I just saw him this past week, that's what irritates me about this even more. Like, and just coming home to this, like, on a normal Monday, I'd be parking right across the street from his house. He'd be parking, coming back from the grocery store, and we'd salute each other. Hey, how you doing? And it'd be Yankee talk.
NYPD's crime scene unit has showed up, along with many detectives who are searching both inside and outside of the home, along with members from the arson and explosion squad here on scene. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Belrose, Queens.
One person under arrest in an apartment fire in Brooklyn. The FDNY says the suspect had illegally used a blowtorch at the six-story building on Hawthorne Street between Nostrand and Rogers Avenues. It's not clear why. One firefighter was treated for minor injuries. At least 18 apartments are looking at water damage. No word yet on charges. With a public hearing set for this Thursday, we are starting to hear a lot more from folks in Hell's Kitchen on the proposal for a casino in Times Square. And while many are opposed, not everyone. Let's get the latest live from our Glenchuck.
And good morning. As Caesar's Palace's plan is to turn the famous 1515 Broadway building here in Times Square into a casino. But this week, a new poll wasn't really good news for that. Two-thirds of local residents saying they oppose the casino plan. But we spoke with Jeff Lapadula, general manager at PS Kitchen. We've been in regular contact with him since the pandemic there on 48th Street. He says they need this to boost business.
I feel for the residents, but, you know, directly in Times Square, you really don't have very many residents. You do have some people that live in the neighborhood, and, of course, Hell's Kitchen is a huge residential area. But, you know, the casino's coming somewhere, and most likely coming somewhere to Manhattan, so why not in the tourist district?
So here's what's happening next. A community advisory committee holding this public hearing 2 to 8 p.m. at the Broadhurst Theater on West 44th on Thursday. Now, the committee, again, will hear from the public. They'll also stream that live. And then, by the end of the month, vote whether to move the plan forward to the next step or to put a halt on it. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Cops arrest a man for allegedly trying to rape a woman at a nail salon in the Garment District. This was on West 36th and Broadway, where police say 35-year-old Joseph Wichard attacked the woman last Monday, threw her to the ground, and then tried to assault her. She was able to sock him with a vacuum cleaner, and he ran off. Police say she did not know her attacker. She was taken to the hospital, where she was listed as stable. A new report card gives New York City a failing grade when it comes to ELS education.
The comptroller's office says Spanish, Chinese, Russian, Bengali, and Arabic-speaking communities should be getting better English language services in the classroom. Deputy Comptroller Maura Hayes-Chafe says the DOE has to meet with parents and look at the students' work to figure out if English as a second language is needed.
DOE did not maintain documentation to support that the surveys and tests were conducted, and also that they did not necessarily adhere to parental choice.
She suspects there is an impact on student performance.
The regulations exist to ensure equal access.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
When asked, the education department told 1010 Winds they have expanded hiring teachers. ICE agents at Rikers? Not happening, at least not if the ruling by a judge is not overturned. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Mary Rosato struck down the effort by the Adams administration to allow federal immigration authorities to set up an office at the city jail. She called it ethically impermissible because it came following the Justice Department dismissing Mayor Adams' corruption indictment because they wanted him freed up to help advance the president's immigration agenda. So, what's happening on the campaign trail? Speaking to ABC 7, Mayor Adams insisted he is staying in the race.
People know me. You're not going to pressure me when I know I'm doing right for New Yorkers.
Andrew Cuomo tells MSNBC's Squawk Box.
We'll see what happens with Eric Adams, but in reality, for voters, there are going to be two viable candidates who can win. It's going to be me and Mamdani.
The Democratic nominee, he took part in the first in a series of public forums at Columbia.
I can't quite imagine Andrew Cuomo working with Tish James and Kathy Hochul to fight back against the deployment of the National Guard.
The other candidates have also been invited to their own event at Columbia University. Curtis Sliwa is set for October 6th. Speaking at the Museum of the Bible in D.C., President Trump reiterated his desire to send federal troops into New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. At a Citizens Budget Commission breakfast in Midtown, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch did not hold back on how she feels about that, saying it would cause
chaos and disorder and confusion that will be counterproductive. To say nothing of the fact that as a lifelong New Yorker, I am revolted by the idea of the militarization of our streets.
So what is happening with that messed up stretch of Roosevelt Avenue in Jackson Heights, Queens? Last month, community members called for federal intervention to clean up illegal drugs and prostitution. Now we learn that a Queens woman has been charged with sex trafficking and promoting prostitution in the area. Local community advocate Hiram Montserrat says that's a step in the right direction, but more needs to be done.
We need more indictments. We understand that the federal charges stick because they're not only sex trafficking or human trafficking charges, they're also RICO and racketeering charges. We need to break up all the organized gangs and cartels that are directly involved.
31-year-old Valeska Echeverrias is accused of paying for somebody to travel to New York from Mexico and then requiring them to pay her $800 a night for that person to have sex with men. She was arraigned on 11 counts.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.